Several years ago, our family loaded up and drove to Arlington, Texas to see our first professional game of the 2021 season, the Texas Rangers versus the New York Yankees. So we spill out of our van in head-to-toe Yankee gear, and we make our way to the entry gate 2 hours before game time in order to watch batting practice and hope beyond all hope to catch a batting practice baseball. Well, we didn't catch one, but we had a good time trying. We eventually made our way to our seats, walking past the savory smell of hot dog stands and nacho bars and the sweet aroma of cotton candy. You name it, it was there. And then the game starts. And like any other game, it was. But by the end of the third inning, I noted to myself, this Yankee pitcher has been doing pretty well. Well, by the seventh inning, the unthinkable was unfolding before our very eyes. The Yankee pitcher was throwing a no-hitter. And if you know anything about baseball lore, you know that you don't say anything about the no-hitter. You just have to sit there and watch it play out, hoping that everyone around you knows exactly what's going on. Well, as the bottom of the ninth inning started, I leaned over to my wife, Christy, and I whispered to her that we were about to witness something very special. And sure enough, three up, three down, no-hitter. Now, some of you may not know what a no-hitter is in baseball. A no-hitter is when a pitcher pitches a complete game without the opposing team getting one single base hit. In other words, no batter is able to stand before the pitcher successfully. A no-hitter is a rare occurrence. We could go to games every week for the rest of our lives and would probably not see another no-hit performance. That pitcher that night was at the top of his game. He was in a different class, a different atmosphere of athleticism. Well, from our passage that we are studying in 1 Samuel chapter 5, we're seeing that no one is able to stand before God and survive. In our passage for study in the next couple of days, after having mistreated the ark of the Lord, the place where God's glory would dwell, two different groups of people are going to ask the question, who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God? In other words, who's able to be safe in the presence of the Lord? Well, as we think about that question, we should be reminded that the only reason anyone can stand before the Lord and survive or succeed is due to the perfect life and death and resurrection of Jesus. He goes before us, having endured the wrath of God and now enjoying the presence and fellowship of God. And when we turn from our sinfulness and idolatry and turn to Christ in faith, then we are in Him and can rightly be in the presence and have fullness of joy day by day. As you pray today, please remember Omar Pena and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Maraba Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.